Thursday night, Parshas Shemais, Shir Mem.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, the recorder didn't work today, so therefore we're doing over a Chazor right now. We're holding on Daf. Hey, Vavam and Aleph. The top of that Vavam and Aleph, it says, Tanu Rabbanan. And now we're giving a whole bunch of different lishoinus of kedushin. It says Tanu Rabbanan. Areyat, can we make room for Gabriel? Areyat Ishti, Areyat Arusasi, Areyat Kenuyeli Mekudeshes, Areyat Sheli, Areyat Beshuzi Atzukukali Mekudeshes. Now, these lishoinus of kedushin are in addition to the lashonis we saw in Daf Hamid Beis. Shmuel said a bunch of lashonis on Daf Hamid Beis. Works, doesn't work. Some that work, some that don't work. The ones that don't work in Shmuel and Daf Hamid Beis were, if he said, you have a pen? Hareini Ishech, Hareini Bailech, Hareini Arusasech. And those are the three that don't work for Shmuel. The same idea are the three that work here. Hareat Ishti instead of Hareini Ishech. Hareat Sheli instead of Hareini Bailech. No, I'm sorry. Hareat Arusasi instead of Hareini Arusasech. Hareat Knuyeli instead of Hareini Bailech. So those are the ones that work. The ones in Shmuel that didn't work. Right? What is the ones that do work in Shmuel? So Shmuel said, Hareat Mekudeshes, Hareat Mureses, Hareat Le'intu. What does Le'intu mean? So the Rambam, when he brings the word Le'intu, it says Hareat Ishti. Intu is a wife, I guess in Aramaic. So what's the difference between Hareat Li Le'intu or Hareat Ishtu? Ishti, Hareat Li Le'isha or Hareat Ishti? What's the difference between the two of them? It seems to be practically the same.
Different lashes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hareat Li Le'isha. Hareat Ishti. Which one wouldn't she know?
No,
but the Rambam brings it as Le'isha. If it was Le'intu, maybe I wouldn't know what Intu it is, but the Rambam brings it as Hareat Li. Rambam brings two different halachas, Yoni. Hareat Ishti, Hareat Li Le'isha. Li Le'isha, Ishti. What's the difference? We're going to talk about it, right, Yoni? Yeah. Okay. Another thing is interesting is as follows. The Rajba says that, the Rajba and Tshuva, what about Hareat Nisuasi? Gavriel Matomer. Hareat Nisuasi?
Yeah, because I have to be Erusin, not Nisuin.
Erusin, not Nisuin. Nisuin doesn't work. So why does Hareat Ishti work? Hareat Ishti, Reistachos, when do you get Hashem Ishti already by the Erusin? We say that, according to Rashi, it's a little schwer. Because Rashi said the holy sword of Kedushin is just the Hazmana, Mizumenes Li, but there's no actual Kenyan yet. The Toysis that said that the Kenyan starts with the Erusin, I can hear maybe it's already, it's Cholas Ishus. But according to Rashi, it's just Hazmana to Ishus. Reistachos, you could be called my wife, even if you're just doing the Hazmana to Ishus. If a person reserves a table and someone else sits down and says, oh, that's my table. It's your table. What do you mean? You didn't? Yeah, I reserved it. Already with the Hazman, it's already called Ishti. Azay l'chor kumtas. Now we come to the Makneh. The Makneh says something super brilliant, super creative, but seems to be super not mashma like the Rishonim. What did he say? He says, if you look at these two different groups, there's two groups in this over here. Hareat Ishti, Hareat Usasi, Hareat Kenuyeli is group one. Hareat Sheli, Hareat Bereshusi, Hareat Zukukali, it's group two. We're in the Gemara, right? Yeah, in the Gemara. Two groups. So says the Makneh. These two groups can be broken up into two different tiers. They're not just. It's not just six ways of saying Kedushin. There's group one is three, and group two is another three. And there's a fundamental difference between them. Says the Makneh. If you say Arad Ishtarad Usas Yarad Kanuyali, and the Isha says she doesn't know what you're talking about, I would like to suggest, says the Makneh, Mekudeshes. We don't care if she says she doesn't know. We don't care. But the other ones, Hareat Sheli, Hareat Pishus, Hareat Zukukali, there we care. That's what the Makna tries to suggest. But then it's very schwer. What's the next line of the Gemara? Next line of the Gemara is, says the Gemara, V'lisninu kulu kechada. Why don't you write them all together? What do you mean? They're two different groups. Why should you write them all together? Zok the Makna, listen to this. He says, what the Gemara means to say is as follows. If your reason for writing them separate is because they have different dinim, then you should tell me something about their different dinim. But if you're just going to use one word to describe this din and one group and one word to describe the other group, what's that word? Mikudeshes. So just say Mikudeshes once for both of them. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara knew that they had different dinim. But still, if Mekudeshes is the one word that's going to be the description, answers the Gemara, Tana tlas tlas shaminu vigarsinu. What does that mean? This Tana heard it from two different people. So why did the two different people say it in two different groups? Because the Taka, he heard it said
from one person to a different group.
Right. Why did this one say this three and that one say that three? Because they're different groups. One group is ones that are a lashon that if you say you don't know, we don't believe you. The other one is a group in lashon, if you say you don't know, we do believe you. So being that I heard them separate, therefore I kept them separate. And the Taka separate groups.
Isn't this a basic elementary thing that the Gemara should have discussed? Isn't this a basic din that the Gemara should have discussed in these lashonos?
Could be. It's interesting. All this is happening undercover, according to the Makneh. That's interesting. First of all, according to the Makneh, what would have been if there would be one author writing together all of the lists, all of these different lashonos? He would have to divide them into different lashonos or different groups. The Rambam, however, brings all of them together. The Rambam seems to be not like the Makneh. Because according to the Makneh, they're different. You have to differentiate. Why didn't the Tana differentiate? Because it's two different Tanoim. And there's Mefurish of Tosfos Rei HaZaken not like the Makneh. Why? Tosfos Rei HaZaken says, Hare at Ishti, Shekidsha Bekesev Amar Lokach, V'himakeres Umevina Kavanas Haloshin, De'ilav Mevina Lav Klumhu. What do we see? That she has to say that she was Mevina. If not, Lav Klum. What do I see? Not like the Makneh. What? Because the Makneh says the first three, we don't care if she says she doesn't believe, she doesn't understand the Lashon. Well, he starts with the first ones, but yeah, it seems like it.
How is that possible?
So we'll have to get back. So we have to know exactly what the Makneh. The Makneh means, because we assume that she knew. We don't believe her. Yeah. Now she decides she doesn't want Kedusha. So she says, I don't know what he's saying. She changed. She got cold feet last minute. Whoa. I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, but at the time that it's happening, she says, I don't know what she's saying. So at the time, she's not going
to. No, afterwards. She decided a minute later. After the chuppah, she was like, after the Yichud room, she was like, this was a. I Rachman Litzlan, I know cases that the wedding was over after the chuppah. After the Yichud room. Over, done. The Yichud room didn't go well. Over. It was over after the Yichud room. Rachman Litzlan. It wasn't over, but it was over. They know it was over. I have a Talmud that was over after one day. The wedding was over, done. She was unhealthy. She couldn't be a wife. She was like, okay, divorce me, I'm out. And that's it, they divorced her. They were divorced by Shevet Brachos was over. They were divorced. What? I don't know. I don't remember exactly how that. Baruch Hashem, he remarried. Baruch Hashem.
No guy that was dating this girl before they engaged.
We'll talk about it soon, okay? Okay. Here goes. So listen. Now we got an issue with the Makneh. The Makneh himself says that the Rav Magid, the Magid Mishnah says doesn't say like them. It makes sense. The Magid Mishnah is going on the Rambam, and the Tosfos Rei HaZaken is not like him. So we got it. So I just want to tell you, I would like to try to take the Makneh and use him elsewhere. I'll tell you a story. I wanted to say in shir, but I didn't. Now we're a little bit more casual. I can tell you this story. My Elta Zeda, his name was Ramesh Aaron Paleev. He was a Talmud of Issa Zalman Meltzer in Slutsk. He was a Yassim, my Elta Zeda, and he was a very sensitive person as a kid. Okay, we can't even imagine what it was like to be Yosef back in those days. It was a very, very challenging thing. Anyway, he was a very, very prized Talmud of Rav Zalman. Eventually, Rav Zalman built him up a lot. He was like Rav Zalman's own child. He used to paskin for Rav Zalman on when they did a what's it called kaparis. So he used to paskin the treifas on Rav Zalman's porch. He became Rosh Hashiva in America. He's Baruch Hashem a very anyway. Kids, when he was a kid, he set up shot. Rav Zalman slugged him up. Started to cry. So Mrs. Zalman said, don't cry. Your svara is good. It's just, this is the wrong place to apply the svara. Come, let's find where we can apply your svara. We'll find a good place for it. It's a good svara. So I don't imagine that the Machna is crying. I don't imagine. But I found a good place in the Machna. Echmein is, you found a good place in the Machna. Why is that? Because there's other Lashonis. This group one is Aret Mekudeshesli, Aret Meuresesli, Aret Lilein Tu. If you look in the Rambam seems to put those on a plateau. We have the Maamar Mekumis in the Rambam. You have it over there? Here's Maamar Mekumis in the Rambam. I have my Maamar Mekumis, which I underlined it. So you can look at mine. Might be a little bit easier to look at. And the Rambam, when he brings them, thank you. Hilchas Kesef, Aret Mekudeshesli, Meuresesli, Lila into Shtar Aret Mekudeshesli Aret Meuresesli. It doesn't say Lila into, but it says Kein Kol Diyotzibim Bi Aret Meuresesli Mekudeshesli Aret Lila into V'Kein Kol Kol Diyotzibim. These seem to be the main Lashoinus. Then all the way at the end, the Rambam says, oh, there's other Lashoinus. This and 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 this. Ken Zayin, these top Lashoinus. She says she doesn't know what you're talking about. Adios. Hasta la vista. We're not interested in what you have to say. Down here makes a difference. What's the raya? Look at the Tzuri Azalkin. Tzuri Azalkin comes in the Vav Amid Aleph and says, in these cases, Shekidsha Bekesev Amalakach has to be Himakeres. What does it seem like? Over here does it need Makeres? No. Only over here needs Makeres, says the Tzuri Azalkin. Sounds like before doesn't need Makeres. Why not? That's Ikur Lashon. All these over here afterwards are not Ikur Lashon. The first three are Ikur Lashon. The Shaila is, what's Mechalik between the different Lashonis? Bifrat. Before we had a Lashon of Hare At Ishti, and now we have a Lashon of, you're saying, before we had a Lashon of Hare At Ishti, and now it says, oh, before it, Hare At Lila Isha. And now it's Hare At Ishti. What's the difference? One's Ikur Lashon, one's not. What's the difference? Hare At Lila Isha. Isha is Ikur Lashon. Hareat Ishti, not. What's Pshat? I'm a Schweizer.
She was said at the moment of the conference. She was mentioning what's the Pshat in the Makira.
Pshat in the what?
In the Makira.
Makira. Hold on, so let me finish this, then we're going to continue. So we just said, Areyat Lila Isha means it's happening now. Who is Mechavin to that? You, someone's Mechavin to that. Someone in the shoes is Mechavin. Areyat Lila Isha means it's happening now. Areyat Ishti is saying it happened already. You are my wife. I'm your wife. No, I'm not. What do you mean I'm your wife? Areyat clearly, you are. Areyat Mekudeshesli is saying you are becoming Mekudesh to me. So I'm talking about the Kedushin. It's an exact Lashon. It's a description of exactly what's happening. Hareya Knuyali is like saying, you are Knuyali to me. I am. No, I'm not.
You are hereby Knuyali.
That's not what it means, though. It means you are Knuyali. Hareya At Mekudesh is, you are now becoming Mekudesh to me. Hareya At Meuresesli, Hareya At Lili Isha is all those. Hareya At Ishti is, you are my wife. Behold, you are my wife. I am. No, I'm not. Oh, he thinks I'm his wife. He's giving me money to go buy. Okay, I'll take the money, but I'm not your wife, you know. Later on, he's like, okay. Why? He's like, whoa, hold on, buddy, okay? We're taking this joke far enough right now. You know, that's it. So she can say this. I didn't get it. You didn't say it. You said some cockamamie thing that you wanted me to think that, I didn't know that. But before you said it, I can't say I didn't know. And that's going to be, and so the chayra, the idea, the concept of the machne is true. Just we're trying to move it from where he wanted to have it to the previous sugya. Now, what we don't have to understand is what does it mean when he say makeres umevina kavanas haloshim. Makeres, I wanted to say a very big chiddush, which I still want to say. I don't know for sure, Toivy. You can listen if you want, because I'm going to tweak it a little bit. Tweaking it a little bit, I think. What happens if a man says to a woman, "Areyat mekudeshes li betabas zu kedas moish of Yisrael"? She takes the ring. She says, "I got no idea what happened over there. No idea. Are they mekudeshes or not?" So we don't believe her. But does she really have to know what he said? What? So let's hold off on the magen. I'm going to suggest no. They're mekudeshes.
So it's reason. Because we don't believe
her.
I'm going to suggest they're mekudeshes. Leave it to Bazu. No. Over there, she doesn't even know we're getting married. Taking a step. No.
She does. We don't trust her.
No. She doesn't have to know we're getting married. I'm taking a step further. She doesn't know we're getting married.
So then we could have written Haish kind of Laka and not care that it's possible.
No.
Why not?
No, because there's something, there's a concept called Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. Let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, okay? A man walks over to an Isha at a circus and he says to her, I ram a Kudesh. And gives her a ring. Does she want to get married?
Who knows?
Let me ask you a question. Does she want to get married? No. So why are they married? So why all this hack? You know all this hack about all the times when he gave it. Why the answer is because Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim. You said marriage. I don't care if you meant it or didn't mean it. You said it. You agreed to it. But I didn't know what I was agreeing to. Lady, before you agree to something, you better know what you're agreeing to.
Why can't we just say that?
Well, that's because
marriage.
What?
Every woman wants to marry. She knew what she was agreeing to. She agreed.
No, because it's not true. I'm asking you, Chesky, a 14-year-old girl who's there, you know, from Prospect Park. Who, yeah, come on, she doesn't want to get married. Give me a break. I'm asking you a question, practically. She doesn't want to get married. That's not the reason. The reason is because Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim.
But that's because she understands what's going on. She doesn't say
anything.
Over here, she doesn't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Doesn't.
So that I'm not sure about.
They don't have to react.
That I'm not sure about.
When you say something, you have to, if you really mean to something, you have to tell. You have to say it.
Over here, if you say something and you mean something else, then really, no, I really meant that. Then you have to tell us what you really meant. Over here, she has no idea what's flying.
My question is like this. In a case when an Isha, we have an Umnina, and Isha does not want to get married, but she's Makabal Kedushin. So even if she says, I didn't mean it, but she was masking. She didn't know what she was masking to. She didn't know what she was masking to, but she was masking.
I didn't mean it, or I didn't know what he said.
If she says, listen, if she didn't hear him, then it's one thing. She heard he said something, and she was masking to it. She says, oh, I didn't know what he meant. Lady, you were masking to what he said. That's your problem. Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim.
How is she masking to what he said?
She doesn't have to say yes. She has to just take the ring.
Unless she knows that she's being a dud to
him. Meaning,
she's not being silent.
When you say that, the lady doesn't have to say yes. She doesn't take the ring.
That, right, correct, that's correct, masking. Correct.
But
that's masking.
Know, she's like, he's like, Harim Megadesh is the... She's like, okay, she's taking a ring. She has no idea what he said. She didn't necessarily agree to anything.
So
she just took the ring.
Hold a second. If someone says something to you and you don't say, I don't know what you just said, you weren't malcha, you agreed. You agreed.
I'm in stunned silence. Like, what is going on here?
Okay. Let's assume.
Someone comes over to you with the ring and he's like,
assume,
how about that? By the way, I had no idea what you just said.
Okay, if you say that, then you were malcha. That's called a macha. But she didn't do that. He says, Hareyat mekudesh li b'tabazu k'das moshe v'yisrael. She stood there, she took the ring, and she moved on with her life. Guess what? If anyone's looking there, what are they seeing?
Married.
She's
getting impressed.
Now if she goes, then you don't see marriage. But I see marriage. You said marriage, you were masking to marriage.
It has to be where they wait a certain amount of time until she was married.
However you want to say it.
Because otherwise... But
yeah, yeah, however you want to say it. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know, it's a very interesting argument. A guy comes over and goes, as Figgy says, the ring, he says, blah, 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 and she goes, okay,
you're right. This is very strange. The woman comes over 5 days later and says, by the way, I didn't know what was going on over there. Lady, give me a break. What do you mean you didn't know what was going on over there? Are you brain dead? I mean, he's standing there with the ring. And I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? But I really didn't know. I'm brain dead. Yes, I'm dead. But if he said something, and it wasn't a lashon of kedushin, he did not say we're being married. He didn't say it. He said something which we can deduce meant marriage. He didn't say it. He never said it. It's not dvarim shebalei ben dvarim, because there's no dibor here. There's no real dibor. It's not. I didn't say marriage. I said we are going to together build a home or whatever it was. However he said it, she says, look, I don't know what he said. There's not dvarim shebalei ben dvarim because there's no dibor here. Okay, no. If it's what he had in mind, so then she says, but I didn't have it in mind. If it's not about what he had in mind, I said Kedushin. I said, Hare'at Mekudeshesli. It has nothing to do with what he had in mind or what she had in mind. There's a Dibur of Kedushin married. I don't know. It's a chiddush what I'm saying. I know it's a chiddush what I'm saying. But I'm trying so hard to like figure out the Tosfos Ri'ah Zaken.
Chesky's timing.
Yeah. What's Chesky timing? But it's all a question of...
She doesn't have to know what means Mekudesh. When he says Haraya Tishti, maybe it means...
But the question is like this. He's saying he has to be Makir Umeven. What does Makir Umeven mean?
He thinks Maven is the pshat. I mean, the discussion is really the matter.
And what's Makir? So I have to know what the lashon is.
Strange. You're my wife.
But let's say I know that she wants marriage. I don't know what the lashon means. I got no clue what the lashon means. I just know he wants to be married to me. With it right now, is that enough?
Then this lashon means marriage.
So what's makir umeven? Just say maven. It's to be maven kavanas halashon. Sounds to me. She has to be makir. The words, she has to know what the words mean. What? Sounds like it's all in the Lashon. Makeres u'mevina kavanas haloshon. Makeres u'mevina kavanas haloshon. She has to understand. A woman that doesn't understand what you're saying is not mekudeshes. If you say mekudeshesli, she doesn't have to understand. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. She does, she doesn't.
If you say strange Lashon.
You say strange Lashon. You have to talk to her kedushin.
You
need both.
Let's say she understands what your Lashon is through what's going on a minute ago. Meaning,
me medaber imo.
But now you use a strange lashon that she doesn't know what the lashon means, but she's deciphering.
He says that also. Inami shoyim medaber imo alis kekedusha. Good says that case. Shava pisha ena mevina her inisratzis. Shava pisha loy amaloklum dayo. Those we're gonna forget the amira because we forget the amira, not because the amira works.
No, but I thought when you have an amira, they can mess it up.
Good. Let's get the shayla over here. Does you're talking? Why does the mirror mess it up? He's saying because Abba Bishlo Amar. What do you mean Abba Bishlo Amar? But we said whenever you have a dibur, we don't. But what? No. Yodis is a partial lashon. Anytime I finish a sentence, it's not yodis. Yodis is when... Because it's a bad... Because it's not really a bad lashon. So that's the shiloh. That's the shiloh. Very good. That will depend on Rebuch Bear. If you go like Rebuch Bear, because I wanted it to be chal with the dibor, it can't be chal with the umdina. It can't be chal with the umdina. But it's like we were saying, Yoni, you were saying, is that a bad lashon messes up. It's not a bad lashon. She didn't chop the lashon. It's not a bad lashon. The lashon's fine. So use the lashon, but not use the lashon. Use the umdina because the lashon didn't mess it up. If you're a Rebuch Bear, it won't work because you're mechavin to use the dibor. You can't use the dibor. She doesn't know what you're talking about. You want to use the umdina? You can't use the umdina.
Why is there enough that she understands what he means man?
Because he has to express to her Kedusha. Let's say he knows and she knows. We both know we want to get married, and I give it to her without saying anything. Is that Mekudeshes? According to the Goyin and according to Mishnah Berurah, no. Why not? We both know. Because I have to say it to you. So if I say something, you don't know what I said, but you know I want to marry you. I didn't say it to you. It's as if you know and I don't want to get married, but I never said it to you. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're like, listen, buddy, I don't know what you're saying, but I know you want to marry me. That's as if I didn't say it. I didn't say anything.
Knowing what Ishti means, that makes them sensitive.
Yeah, now I know what you said. You said you want me to be your wife. And I know that means Kedushin. Okay, you said to me Kedushin. I got it. But if she doesn't know what the words mean, or she doesn't know how the words mean Kedushin, then she didn't hear from him Kedushin. LMI, I know, he knows, we both know we want to get married. That's not Kedushin, you need a Dibor.
She's saying that, let's say they spoke about an hour before that. An hour from now, I'm going to give you a ring and
that might be a Dibor. Shai, does the Dibor have to be talked to the Dibor or not?
No, something like that, right? So then she knows that it's happening in an hour, and then an hour later he goes and he's like, hurry at Ishti. She doesn't know what's going on because she never heard that lesson before. But she's like, this is probably the transaction. I just never learned Gemara, so I don't know what's good. So would that mess it up?
Maybe. It won't mess up. Again, it depends if you need a Dibor of a Shas Kedushin. Let's say he says, listen, lady, I want to marry you later, but it's going to be during Pesukah de Zimra. So I'm going to say now, all right, Mekudeshesli, later I'll give it to you, okay? Can you do that? I don't know. Maybe Dibor might have to be Tokh de Dibor of the Nesina. I don't know. That will depend on your Shaila, right? Does Dibor have to be Tzuzamin or not? Okay. So where were we over here? Oh. That's what else do we say over here, Tevi? We spoke about the other Shiloh. Oh, elephant, what? And now we have the other Lashonis. These other interesting Lashonis. Miuchedesli, Miuedesli, Azrosi, Negdasi, Atsurasi, Tzalasi, Sugurasi, Tachtai, Tfusasi, Lukuchasi. All those Lashonis. So we had a Shiloh. Are those Iker, is that a Lashon Kedushin? What does the word Tzalasi mean? Sgurasi. My closure. My closure. Tachtai, my underneath, my underbelly. If a person would write these Lashonis in the Shtar, would it work? We weren't sure. Let's start like this. Let's say a man wants to Mekadosh Yenish and says, lady, I want to marry you, but I want to say elephant. Will you be my elephant? We all know, I mean mice, okay? You know that, I know that, we all know that. We weren't sure if that's going to work, if you need a Lashon or not. We goofy weren't sure if that's going to work. That might blib like Medaber Ima. I think that would be Medaber Ima. Not Lashon, but Medaber Ima, but Akoponim. I say in front of Adam, will you be my elephant? Are they Mekudeshes? Yes, assume yes. Because everyone knows that that's what we meant. Can you write that in a shtar?
Hereby take Reiki as my elephant?
Yeah.
that you think we should.
What do you think? I think absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because a shtar has to be documentation. There's no documentation here. He wrote it. Shtar is not. Yeah, shtar is not like the way that we're perceiving it. Shtar is what state? I wrote in the shtar, you will be my elephant. I didn't write in the shtar, you'll be my wife. But what? Okay, so let's get back. What does the word shtar mean? Shaiter. What does it mean, shaiter? This is, I have documentation. That creates the kinyan. Even if I rip up the shtar, but the shtar has to be at least at the moment, it has to be documented. I don't have documentation.
Why not?
Because
the Adam that validate the shtar know what's going on, right? You go over to it and you're like, I'm going to write on this shtar that this lady's going to be my elephant. She knows that I'm talking about wife. I'm telling you that I'm talking about being my wife. And I'm like, all right, cool. And they write it and they sign. So the thing that's validating the shtar is the shtar kedusha.
What's validating the shtar? The Adam that signs.
Right.
You don't talk to them anymore. They're gone. They're sayonara,
yeah,
asta.
I can sign the shtar after I give it, and I'm still married.
Yeah, but the shoiter of the shtar is the chesimas edim, and the edim don't. The edus of the edim is on an elephant. They're made on an elephant.
I'm writing a comfortable makeup. I'm selling my house. I'm selling my elephant. I sold you my elephant.
It's not a shtar. The shtar doesn't say it. Shtar has to say what it is.
You need something besides the shtar in order to know.
Right. You need something besides the shtar, then it's not a shtar. So can you write, you will be my elephant? I don't think so. So what about writing, you will be my tsalosi? You will be... Yeah, but so I was thinking, even if you say it's a Lashon, it just means that we know that you mean Kedushin. It's like, because that's the way everyone calls an Ish an elephant. But L'chayr, the Rambam brings it down as a Lashon. The Rambam says you can write this in the Shtar. The Chiddush is as follows. This is where we have to work it out. The Gemara says Tzalasi is only going to work if there's Medaber Ima together.
Beforehand.
So if you write it in the Shtar, do we see the Medaber Ima? So do we need something else aside for the shtar?
Yeah.
So how does that work? How does it work?
The Rambam says you can't write it in the shtar?
You can write it in the shtar. As long as you're Medaber Ima. But
because the only way that this is a good lashon is if they were Medaber Ima. So the fact that we wrote it
sounds like
that there was Medaber Ima.
What? It's to say that it's not Limalacha. Work.
They are my helper for work. They're going to be my ally.
Sounds like the Rambam is learning Be'etzem, it is a Lashon. It's just you have to be Shoylel something out or something to figure it out. But that was what we spoke about. How does that work? If the shtar has to be a documentation, that means that if I need something else other than the shtar, how does it work?
I said, man has to keep
stars are no chachmas. It's like a computer. You put in a computer, you know what I'm talking about, doesn't work in a computer. Then we spoke about the shayla of Edim Lekiyume. Right? Shayla of the Cheshukei Chemet. The case when it says, Hare At Ishti, Hare At Arusasi, so we saw the Tzvi Zagin says, she has to know. Do the Edom have to know that she knows what he's saying?
The Edom have to know that she knows, yeah.
Seems like not.
Based on what we spoke about before?
It just said, doesn't say the Edom have to know. She has to know. Does it say the Edom have to know that she knows? No. Shaila is, why? Then the Edom aren't Edom Lekiyume. The Edom haven't witnessed the Kedushin. Because they don't know if they saw Kedushin. They don't know if she knows. We'll ask her afterwards. Lady, did you know? Yes. Oh, good. So we saw Kedushin. No. Oh, we didn't see Kedushin. So when the Edom are witnessing Kedushin, do they witness a Kedushin? They don't know. It's not Edom Lekiyume. Comes along the Avni Meluyim, Chazki. The Avni Meluyim says Amar Dikechidish. He says the Edom don't have to know her das. They have to know his das, not her das. Why?
Because it doesn't matter if she doesn't know. It's a good lashon kedushin. It works anyway.
doesn't work, it needs her das to work.
No, what we were saying before.
No, but over here it needs her das to work, she has to know. But they don't have to know that she knows. So what's the part? Because her das is really not a part of the Maisa Kedushin. What's the Maisa Kedushin? Who does the Maisa Kedushin?
Him.
What is her das? The Ran said she's mafkeres atzma. She's passive. She just allows him to take her. So that's just it's a speed bump. But that's not the Maisa Kedushin. So the Edom have to be witness to the Maisa. Can they say, I saw the entire Maisa Kedushin? He said it. He gave it. She doesn't have das. Her das is not the Maisa Kedushin.
Let's say a guy's in a room by himself, and there are two Edom, and he says, Harei HaMikdash Li, and drops the ring on the floor.
Yeah.
He's doing the full Maisa Kedushin.
No. I'll tell you why. You have to give it to someone, or else it's not a Maisa Kedushin. A Maisa Kedushin is you give it to an Isha, but her das is not necessary.
If she says no, then that's not a Maisa Kedushin.
He's saying it's a Maisa Kedushin.
If she said no?
Yeah. I think so. Well, it's going to be a problem. Yeah, that's what it seems like. It's a Maisa Kedushin. She's not necessary for the Maisa Kedushin. She just has to mafka herself. He does the whole Maisa Kedushin. The problem is with the Rashba. And Hanami, she can be ma'akev the Chalois Kedushin, but not that's for the Maisa Kedushin. Shaila is, the Rashba says, what happens if a husband hides two Edom behind a bush and he's Mekadesh and Isha, are they Mekudeshes? She doesn't know there's Edom there.
Does she necessarily have to know?
That's the question that she needs to know. What happens if the Edom pop out and say, did you want to be married? If she says no, then they're not married. What happens if she says yes? Says the Rashba, still not married. Because the Edom didn't know that. What do I see from the Rashba? The Edom need to know it. Problem. This is a problem. Right. Why?
She doesn't have a das. She knows you need like you should know them. She could say,
okay, but this. So, but is it a Maisa Kedushin mitzad him? So then, why is that Edom Kume? Well, ask her afterwards. Lady, did you mean it? Yes, I meant it. Okay, that's enough. Mekudeshes. Same way over here. Lady, did you understand? Yes, I meant it. So he says something like you, but I don't understand what his svar is. Yeah.
Why can't we say that a lady doesn't necessarily know that they're after the Edom? She's not familiar with the
hills of the Edom. That's anything that's going to make it worse.
Why? As far as she knows, the regular
So then we do have her das.
Right.
But we're saying it's not Mekudeshes, the Rashba. Rashba says not Mekudeshes.
Why?
Because it says, because you don't have Edom Kume. So, because we don't have her das. I wanted to say a little bit of a different svar. Rabbi Goldberg accepted this svar. We'll see if we're going to say it again in Shira. I don't know. It's the following thing. It's different than the Marit. Different than Avnei Milu. Different than Avnei Milu. I want to say the pshat is Edom Kume have to see her das. They just don't have to know they see her das. But they have to see her das. For example, do the Edom have to check out that they're not brother and sister before they get married? Do the Edom have to check that out? What? Check it out. I don't think they have to check it out. They have to say, listen, if they're not brother and sister, we saw a Kedushin. I don't know. You, Bezdin, check that out. Okay, Bezdin, that's for you. I can tell you I witnessed the entire ceremony. If the ceremony worked or didn't work, I don't know. Enochanami. But if she's not your sister, was it Kedushin?
But they didn't know that then.
Enochanami. They don't have to know. They don't have to know.
So then they're not even looking at
me. No, they are.
Why?
Because the Maisa wasn't your sister. Now the dust is settled. Was it your sister?
Let's play up those scenarios. yes. Okay, fine. So we saw a Kedushin. No, okay, so we didn't see a Kedushin.
Correct. Right. Correct. Right. So now, did they see a Kedushin? Yes. They saw a Kedushin. Did they know when they were seeing it what they were seeing? No. But did they see a Kedushin?
Yes. Good. How's that bad? They had no idea if it was good or not.
But they were Aiden Lakiube. They didn't know they were being Aiden Lakiube. They were Aiden Lakiube. Same thing over here. The Adam saw her das. Do they know that they saw her das? I don't know. Let's find out. Did she understand? She didn't understand. If she understood, we saw her das. If she didn't understand, we didn't see her das. But if she understood, we saw her das. We can walk into Bezdin and say, Bezdin, this is what we saw. Bezdin, you deal with it. We're not Bezdin.
Ask them at the time of the transaction, did you see her das? And they'll say,
maybe.
Found out after.
If there was das, we saw it. If there was das, we saw
but
it.
You didn't know that you were seeing
it. You're right. You're right.
It's a bechidish.
But in the case when the two Adam are hiding behind the...
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that case.
Then the kids are hiding behind the fence. There, it's not the show. We don't know if we didn't see that. There was no das. Because if there's no Adam, assuming that an Isha knows you need Adam, it's like, there's nothing. I didn't see anything. Because when a man gives a ring to a woman and not in front of Adam, there's no reason for her to accept it, not accept it. The whole thing's a joke. There's no condition. As far as she's concerned, there was nothing here. There's no shtika koido. I'm not being mited to anything. There's nothing to be mited to.
No, but on his end, it's a good condition.
Even the Adam seer take the ring, but she doesn't see the Adam. So as far as she's concerned, there's no Kedushin here. So she could play the whole game. She could say, well, this is a joke. So the pshat is there's no das b'chlal.
Or she could say afterwards, I thought maybe you don't know.
So we have another case. He has a case of fouls. What happens if there's two fake Adam, they're Barbie doll Adam, and there's two other Adam that are behind the Barbie doll. So she thinks that there's Adam, but those aren't really the Adam. There's other Adam. Does that work?
Good.
That's it. We're good.